you got to listen to the Grilling Guys show.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys. Barbecue Bob is at Bow Camp somewhere in northern Michigan. And joining me again is the one and only Tim Sobey from Sobey Meats. Tim, so appreciative of you making time. This is a busy time of year with all the tailgating and the hunting camps and grinding up people's deer for them and all the other wonderful stuff that you do. But we've been running down your meat counter. We skipped pork. So I want to that's an important part of every Grilling Guy's repertoire. So let's spend a few minutes on pork, and then we'll close out with the jerkies and the sausages and the meat sticks. Sound good?
Sounds great. Okay. So you know our local pork of choice is Red Wattle pork.
Right.
And it's, they call an old heirloom breed. So back in the day, you know, pork, the other white meat, they bred the fat out of it and made just a solid, you know, lean pork loin or pork chop. And got rid of the flavor of it. So this right. is a good old heirloom breed that has fat in it, has marbling and flavor. So that's right. that's our local pork. And you know, when you're grilling and doing tailgaters, how can you not like doing ribs, right?
Right, exactly.
But another thing to consider is we could do a bone-in, we'll call it, instead of like a standing beef roast, a standing pork roast.
Right, and that's so, the loin with the ribs attached,
yep,
right?
Yep. So even for a presentation, we could take that and leave the bones, you know, French those out just a little bit and cook that loin on your smoker, your grill, whatever you're going to do it on. And then when you go to serve it, still slice between the bones and make it look nice. Right.
You've done that for me. You know, the holidays are right around the corner with the Thanksgiving and the Christmas holiday. They'll be on us before we know it. Heck, we're in mid-October already. You've done that for me multiple times where you'll actually make that crown roast, and it's a whole loin, or depending on the size, it could even be two of them.
Yep.
Right? That you truss together for me, and then you put a bunch of stuffing in the middle of it. And it's a slow cook.
Yep.
Right? Because you got to get that stuffing cooked, and you want that meat done. Pork, what do we take our pork to as far as temperature-wise?
Temperature, actually, you can cook 2 degrees less than beef.
Right.
So even USDA standards, you can cook it to 145.
Right.
So it's a little bit on a medium rarer side.
Right.
So there again, like with a chop, I'll cook mine maybe to a 145, let it rest a few minutes, it'll go to like a 150.
Right.
So that still stays juicy when you're going to eat it.
Absolutely.
It's not overdone and comes out really, really nice. If somebody's thinking, well, I don't want bloody pork on the plate, and I get that.
Right.
It's hardly going to be pink at 150, at right. 150 to even 155.
Right, but it's still going to be moist and juicy.
Yes.
And you know, this is one of the things that if you've not shopped at a custom butcher shop like Sobey Meats, you have the ability to walk in and they'll help you make an average meal a fantastic meal. And that's where the difference is. For me, I don't cook with a lot of quantity. I cook with a ton of quality. And that's the difference, is that I can go and I talk to Tim, and he's got a myriad of cutters back there. If Tim's not there, there is 20 other people that are knowledgeable about what to do. And you tell them what you're doing, you tell the kind of party you want to have, and they'll make suggestions just like that. And, you know, you may have to come back tomorrow to get it, right? Because they're going to put some special love and attention to that crown roast especially. But, boy, you pull that out of the oven or off the smoker, and it is impressive, and it's wonderful. And they'll help you with, you know, I think the last one you did for me, you even seasoned it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? It yep. came ready to cook for me. Now, you can't get that anywhere else but a custom butcher shop, and that's the pure advantage of doing that. Another thing that's a pure advantage of the custom butcher shop is the sausages, the meat sticks, and the jerkies. This is the cash register end of the meat counter, where the other end was his office is on one end. But this is my favorite part of the meat counter, just because it's grab-and-go food. I mean, Conrad, you brought Conrad three or four different kinds of that when you walked in today. His eyes lit up. I hadn't seen him that happy since I gave him a $100 bill. So, but anyway, so tell us a little bit about the varieties that you've got there in the case, because it's unmatched in my mind.
The varieties of meat sticks, we have like probably about 12 different flavors, which
right.
Even for small markets like ourselves, that's quite a pretty good variety of flavors.
Right.
And as I would say, listen to the customer, they'll tell you what they want. So something milder like a hunter stick, a honey barbecue, and we have a couple other ones like that to something made along the medium line, like medium with cheese, hot with cheese. We have the Parkside hot stick.
Right.
Our hottest one is the fire stick.
Right.
And we do a couple of them in turkey. So even for gals and guys, maybe you're just trying to eat more meat and less carbs and everything else.
Right.
And the turkey is a great way to go. Teriyaki and honey barbecue. It's
right.
They're just killer.
That medium with cheese, I took 5 pounds down to camp last weekend, and they were gone. When it is, you know, you put them out there. If I cut them up in little pieces, they're eating them by the handful. If I just put the sticks out there, then they grab a couple sticks, right? And they'll go and they'll come back a couple times. They're that dang good. That's my favorite, the medium with cheese. It's just got a little bit of bite, not much, but it's got cheese in it. And I remember you telling me a story about the purists that make meat sticks said you can't put cheese in meat, but thousands of pounds a week go out your door. So I'm thinking they were wrong, right?
And all my customers are wrong, too. As he said, cheese doesn't belong in sausage. I'm like, okay, I don't know that, and my customers don't know it because we sell a boatload every week. And for giggles sometimes, just take one and put it in the microwave for just a few seconds.
Right.
Warms it up, and it tastes like it just came out of the smoker.
Right. So tell me, that is, my mouth's watering again. Tell me about that little breakfast thing you make with the maple.
Yeah,
our
little smokies with cheese.
Oh.
And we use our local farms, Cordis Farms. We put maple syrup in there. So with the Wisconsin cheddar and the maple in there. So not only are they good as a meat stick, but they're actually designed as like a breakfast link, you know, for breakfast. And then the other thing we'll do sometimes is when we were growing up, the original pig in a blanket was that little smoked sausage in biscuit dough.
Ooh.
And then bake them and like the Grand's biscuit and wrap them in there, and they take about 12 minutes. And oh my gosh, we've done that sometimes. Teresa and I for supper was just the sausage with the biscuit.
Right. And what are those called in the meat case if somebody wanted to come by and get them?
Smokies with cheese.
Smokies with cheese. I tell you what, they're amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're amazing. I didn't do breakfast down for the guys. That was just a Saturday night party at deer camp. There was just a couple of us around on Sunday. So
good deer camp thing, too, because even if you're playing cards and you got a late night, warm that sausage up, put the biscuit in there. You know, that's... Do it on the grill.
Right.
That's okay, too.
So talk to me about jerky. You've got one that's called barbiyaki.
Yeah.
And wasn't that a kind of an oops to begin with, and now it's become a staple?
Yeah, that's I always say is Teresa's second best mistake she ever made. So her first one was marrying me, but that's another story. So her second best one, years ago, we were getting jerky made, and they had some as teriyaki and some as barbecue. And she said, I screwed it up. When I went to put it in the smoker, it was going to be teriyaki, and she put barbecue seasoning on top. And we were running so doggone far behind schedule. I said, well, smoke it. We don't have time to wait. And it came out. And as we would do very often at that time, people didn't know what we were, and we give away samples. And a customer came in and I want that. What do you call it? And everybody looked at me like, what do we call this thing? I'm like, well, it's barbecue, it's barbiyaki. And we got a kick out of it. Well, then a few days later, he came back. He said, I want to get some more of that.
Right.
And we started on a regular basis with that story nonetheless. And that's one of our top sellers of jerky.
Yeah. So if people want to come to the market, tell us where it is.
3450 Remembrance Road in Walker.
Okay.
And it's a great place. Walker is a wonderful, wonderful town to be
in. Right, and you've been there since you started. I mean, you moved into the new building, but you've been in that area.
Yeah, actually, 10 years this month is our anniversary in this building. So it's been great.
How awesome. And you've grown and grown and grown. And you know, the thing I like most about Sobey Meats, other than the meat, is the people. Tim, you've surrounded yourself with some wonderful people. It's the challenge for small businesses right now to get people. But the thing I like most about your store is there's a little bell on right by the door. And when I walk out and I've had just another great experience, you reach over and you ring that bell and everybody in your shop stops and says, thank you. That's leadership.
Yeah.
That is just making your customer feel special when you walk out. And not everybody does it because everybody doesn't know about it. But anyway, let's talk about that special one more time that you're offering the Grilling Guys listeners.
All righty. Well, today is Saturday. So today through next week, Saturday, stop in the shop. Tell them whoever is there, give them your name and phone number. Tell them you heard about the grilling guys on the Jethro station. We're going to put you in a drawing for a $50 Sobey Meat gift card.
That's
good
right.
Luck.
And all you got to do is put your phone number in there, and they'll give you a call, and you'll be able to come in and get a sample of all this wonderful stuff we've been talking about for the last hour.
And you will not be put on any kind of a list. So
no.
Please don't be afraid about that.
Right.
I don't believe in that.
Right, exactly. And you just heard that from the horse's mouth,
yeah.
Right?
The bull's mouth.
Doesn't sell any horse. That's right, yeah. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on Jethro. We really appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Hey, if you're getting up in a tree, be safe. Don't fall out. Strap yourself in. And just have a great time. And if you get a chance, get over to Sobey Meats and get yourself some supplies before you go. Tim, it's a pleasure. Thanks for spending time.
Thank you very much. Take care.